Well, it seems to me, honest to goodness, for as long as I've been talking to our next guest, and that has been years, he's always tied in with the good things that are happening in and around our area. He has for a very, very long time. And that's Matt Cullen. He is, among other things, many, he is the chairman of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy. And you'll see it in today's newspaper. There's a story in the Detroit News, probably the Free Press as well. I just don't have it in front of me. But the new half-mile Southwest Greenway bike pedestrian path that opened yesterday, which links two of the city's widely heralded developments, the Downtown Riverwalk and Ford Motor Company Michigan Central Campus in Corktown, and featured an announcement of more money to complete the Detroit Riverfront. The guy behind all of this always is our next guest, Matt Cullen, and it's always a pleasure to welcome you to the program. Matt, I hope you and Karen are well and all is going in your direction. It certainly is on this project.
Well, it is, Paul, and it hasn't been years we've been talking about this stuff. It's been decades, as you point out, but it's great to be on with you this morning.
Well, it's great to have you on. The Southwest Greenway opens as Detroit's newest public space. A unified Greenway campaign announces more than $70 million in new support for the world-class Detroit Riverfront and Joe Louis Greenway. And these things don't just happen. You've been working on these things, not for years, but for decades.
We have, Paul, and thank you. I mean, it was a big day yesterday, and I actually have to break it into four different sort of celebrations that we had yesterday. We had the opening of the Southwest Greenway, which was terrific. It's just a beautiful physical link from what's going to be the most spectacular park in our region, which can be the Ralph C. Wilson Centennial Park on the riverfront, which is well underway, and it's going to link it right up to the train station in Roosevelt Park. And think of it like the DeQuinder Cut over on the west-hand side and connecting it to Southwest Detroit. So that was kind of our first announcement. Our second one was a real celebration of the Joe Louis Greenway and all of the progress that we're making there. The city's just doing a tremendous job on that. And ultimately, Paul, and ultimately it's only a few years, we're going to have a 27-mile connected greenway that's going to connect the entire riverfront throughout the city, Hamtramck, Highland Park, Dearborn, and believe it or not, end of it's going to go all the way over and connect to a pedestrian pass over the Gordie Howe Bridge. So that's spectacular. That was number two. Our third one, as you pointed out, was the Unified Greenway campaign, a campaign where the city of Detroit, the Riverfront Conservancy, came together and said, let's work together to get the funds necessary to finish the riverfront, to finish the Joe Louis Greenway, and to endow them both so they're sustained in perpetuity. And in order to do that, we needed to raise $350 million. Which is a lot, but we announced yesterday that we are $229 million towards that goal in less than 2 years, which is really a historic pace for this kind of project. And if that wasn't enough, we also celebrated the city of Detroit committing Mayor Duggan, Council President Sheffield, a big deal for us, $3 million annually to support the riverfront and the Joe Louis Greenway, which will be the first time that the riverfront has had annual operating support from the city. So we kind of wrapped all of those four things into a big package and had a party, and it was well worth it.
Well, man, this is just so cool. And believe me, we've had our ups and downs. There have been good things and bad things that we've all gone through. And yet through it all, Matt Cullen, as chairman of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, and in this case now with our fine mayor, city council president, Sheffield, the state of Michigan, Wayne County, all the funding partners you're looking at. You mentioned the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation. We've got the William Davidson Foundation, Gilbert Family Foundation, W.K. Kellogg Foundation, Hudson Weber Foundation. And these people are being asked for money all the time for all kinds of projects, and yet you're able to go sit with them. And I know this kind of time you've invested. You and your team go sit with them, and they want to hear exactly what your plan is before they commit. But when they hear your plan, you are so organized and you do it so well, you get the money. And this is just it's spectacular, because this whole unified Greenway, this campaign, is for everybody. 27 and a half miles for the Joe Louis Greenway, and to have money in the, have the city have some skin in the game as well. I mean, that's a very big deal, along with the bigger money that's coming in, so that it can sustain itself. Good for you.
You know, it is terrific, and it's, you know, we started, we're also celebrating our 20-year anniversary for the riverfront this year, and when we started, we literally had some colored pictures and said, hey, look, we can do this. I mean, look at what has happened in Chicago, and look what's happened in Minneapolis or something else. But all we had was pictures, right? And we said, trust us and let us get started. And they did. And Kresge Foundation came in, and General Motors, and the city of Detroit. We got started, and then incrementally, sort of, you know, mile by mile, literally, we built success. And we went from 20 years ago, if we weren't the worst riverfront in the United States, we were really close to it. And now 3 years in a row, we've been voted the best riverfront in the United States. And it's that kind of progress. I mean, worst to first, Paul. It took a while, 20 years. Worst to first.
Yeah,
and now when we go in and people say, okay, we believe you. You know, you guys can get this done with your team.
Okay. I have to say it. You're sick and tired of hearing me say it over the last 20 years. But the man we're hearing from right now is the man, Matt Cullen, who at the time was a very big part of General Motors and the whole acquisition of the Renaissance Center and whatever. All these years, we have the Renaissance Center right there and a big berm, and you would never have even known there was a riverfront there. And it was this man who said, and people probably said, Mr. Cullen, tear down that berm. No, that was a president with somebody else. But you decided to tear down that berm, and that's where it all began. Matt, it began with you having a vision of saying, we've got a riverfront here, and we're not doing anything with it. And now look where we are. God bless you.
Well, I thank you. I think I picked up a vision that was championed by many, and I think we all put our shoulder behind it and got it going. So I'm proud of it for sure, and great progress continues.
Anything we can do to help, you let us know. And any reports you have, you've got an open-door policy all day long here at WJR. And we thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Hey, Paul W., thanks for all you do for us.
Matt Cullen, chairman of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, with more good news. Accentuate the positive. Relentless positive radio. Right here at News Talk 760, WJR. As we approach 729.